Blog Talk Radio.
Back in the lab again. Young lads getting bad with the pad and pen. Holy culture, a fabulous fabric blend. God's people got a fashion sense that'll take your passion trends and get patched in it. With passages from the tech while we passing it. So we're not highly paid to perform. That don't stop us from stepping on stages galore. You can take away the stage in a studio booth. Pull the label execs and the loot they recoup. That don't change what we slay. We're not your usual group. We only jump for the Lord. So we'll jump through the hoop. I see the culture's distressed. I got a lot to express. It's just some things I need to get off my chest. But it's time to release the pressure. Decrease the flesh, cut.
Humankind was one with God in perfect peace.
But in this oneness, humankind knew not the existence of God, and so the journey began. Humanity was cast out of that perfect peace, in order that the Creator may be known by the created, that they who would be raised to perfection and regain what they have long realized has been lost to themselves may do so only through utter self-abnegation, by dying to all that to the eyes and the reason of the outer world is precious and desirable. Those that dare walk this path are indeed the spiritual mind.
Mic check. 1, 2, 1, 2. What's cracking? And how are you? You are now tuned into When Hip Hop Meets the Christ. Shout outs to you. Much love to you. We appreciate you tuning in. Yes, sir, and yes, ma'am. However you're tuned in, whenever you're tuned in, we appreciate you tuning in. Today's topic, God owns, we manage. All right. God owns, we manage. God owns everything. We manage it. Think about it. Before you even take it a step further. Yeah, God owns everything. Recognize and realize. God owns everything. Okay? We own nothing. We don't even own our own lives. Yeah, we don't even own the very breath that we breathe. God owns that. So if God owns the very breath that we breathe, how do we think we own anything else? We don't even own our own lives. You ever thought about that? But recognize today, you ain't got to worry about it. God owns. We manage. So the best thing to do is go back to the owner and give him your life. Yeah, and pick up his will and start doing his will for your life. That's right. God owns everything. We manage it. We don't even own the breath that we breathe. Think about that now. Recognize and realize that. Yeah, you don't even own your own life. This is mine. This is mine. Uh-huh. You own nothing. Everything. Everybody, including you and yours. Yeah, what you call yours, that belong to God. Mm-hmm. Your husband, your wife, your children, your mom, your dad, uncle, your aunt, grandma, granddaddy, whoever I didn't mention, brother, sister, all, yeah, belong to God though. Mm-hmm. Thinking that you own or can own anything in this world will mess your mind up. Somebody says there's a lot of messed up minds. There's a lot of messed up minds out here. Yeah, the Bible will get your mind right. The Word of God will get your mind right. Get your heart right. Get your life right. Yeah, because Christ is the life. Any other thing is not the life. It's not living. It's walking dead. But thinking you own and can own anything in this world will mess your mind up. You got to recognize and realize God owns it. Your job is to manage. God's word says all is vanity. Mm-hmm. Or to say it another way, everything is meaningless. All is vanity is equal to everything is meaningless. Ain't that so? And it says, and it irritates your spirit. So not only is everything meaningless, all is vanity, but it's vexation or it's irritation to our spirits. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Everything. Nothing feeds your faith in God. Nothing feeds your spirit. Everything they offer, And then we be out here paying for it. Don't feed your spirit, right? Unless you own that spirit. I mean, you got a spiritual mind in your faith. But all is vanity. And it irritates your spirit. It's vexation of spirit. Even our lives are vanity. Yeah, everybody passes away. Told you, we don't even own our own lives. You don't even own the breath you breathe. I don't own the breath I breathe. It was God that breathed the breath of life into us. So, if we don't even own the very breath that we breathe and even our own lives, our vanity, why are we trying to own vanity then? So you're trying to own anything, it'll mess your mind up. The word of God is here to fix our minds up. So why are you trying to own vanity, meaningless things? Yeah, you can enjoy them if you manage them. Mm-hmm. We weren't put down here to seek things or chase things. Day to day, go out here and chase whatever the earth produces and whatever man has made us, made look good to us and we think we needed it. I don't even recognize you can live without that stuff. Here's the solution. Be humble and serve God. That's right. Put God first in your life for real. That's going to cause you to be humble. Serve God. That's going to cause you to be humble. That's what humans were created for. Yeah, be humble. Be humble. Serve God. Even if you trying to own your own life and running your own life, that's being arrogant. That's prideful. Be humble. Give God your life. He the one created you. You know what I'm talking about? Mm-hmm. Be humble and serve God. Man's first job, Adam's first job was to cultivate the Garden of Eden. His first job, cultivate the garden. We started off as farmers. Yeah, updated. We started off as farmers. And guess what? Now we are still to be servants, managers, and stewards of the Almighty God on his earth. Yeah, manage, cultivate the world, the earth. Yeah. Yeah, servants, managers, and stewards of the Almighty God on his earth. That's why you do everything you do unto God. Even your career, even your business, even going to school, you do everything you do unto God. This is When Hip Hop Meets the Christ. Shout outs to you. Much love. We appreciate you tuning in. Manage it. Yes, sir. Yeah. Somebody say it with me. Say, manage it. Make it more personal. Say, I'm going to manage it. That's right. I'm going to manage it. Let's learn today. You know what I'm talking about? Let's pray. Father, thank you for waking us up this morning. Thank you, Father, for bringing us to this point where we are in our lives. Thank you for giving us that hunger and that thirst for you and for righteousness. Father, for you said if we hunger and thirst for righteousness, we shall be filled. So fill us up, Father. We showing up. You fill us up and you show out and show up in our lives. Yeah. Do those miracles. Bring those blessings like only you can. Have your way. Let us keep our faith in you. Let us keep trusting you. As the days go by, Father, yes, let us be patient. Everything that we need to do, you're telling us to do it, so let us do it. Let us be hearers and doers of your word. When you say rejoice and be glad, let us do it. Don't let us look at the reasons and try to and all focus on the reasons why we shouldn't or can't do it. Let us take you at your word. When you tell us to rejoice and be glad, even if the situation changed for the worse or for bad or what have you, let us still have a heart that's rejoicing and being glad in you. Because we know that if you are for us, who can be against us? No one and nothing. And that you work all things out for our good. So thank you for working all things out for our good. Hallelujah. Thank you, Father, for being a merciful Father, for being a loving and caring God and Father like no one else. You're always there. You're faithful. Thank you, Jesus. And thank you for your word. Thank you for your scriptures. Thank you for helping us to understand your scriptures, your word. Thank you for feeding our faith, growing our faith, and even testing our faith, and letting us get to know you and understand you, and letting us get to boast and brag on you, and that we do know and understand you, that you are still the one that executes judgment on the earth. Yeah, that you run the earth and heaven. You rule in the kingdom of men as well as heaven. So you continue to have your way. Let us glorify you, Father. And thank you again for teaching us your word and letting us understand it. Continue to get the glory from our lives. Continue to be merciful to us and forgive us for our shortcomings and our flaws. And continue to rebuke Satan out of our lives. And Satan, you are rebuked. Yeah, the blood of Jesus against all evil. And Father, you wash us clean and anoint us even the more with that same blood. Hallelujah. Yeah, the victory is to you. All the glory. And thank you for bringing us out to rich fulfillment and victory time and time again. You continue to have your way in the name of Jesus. I pray and I thank you. Amen. Yes, sir, and yes, ma'am, we up in here. This is When Hip Hop Meets the Christ. I'm your homie Oasis, and we appreciate you tuning in. Today's topic, God owns, we manage. God owns everything. We manage whatever he lets us or puts under us in our position. We manage it. You know what I'm talking about? And this is not about us blessing ourselves. This is not about us compromising on God and accepting blessings from Satan either. Yeah, he be coming through them folks that try to get you to go against everything you believe and all that for some extra money and all that other prestige and, you know, fame and fortune, whatever. But this is about God and us coming back to him and letting him bless us and us realizing that he's the owner and that, yeah, he created us to manage this. It's his, though. We're heirs of God, inheritors of God, but he ain't dead. So you usually inherit something from somebody who dies and they have a will and they leave it to you and all that stuff like that, but God is alive. However, we are heirs, inheritors of God. We are joint heirs, joint inheritors, joint heirs with Christ Jesus. Yeah. Joint heirs with Christ. We're not above and we're not without them. We're not above them and we're not living without them. We're acknowledging them in all of our ways, or should I say him. But these three are one. So he's all three of them and these three, they make the one God. Mm-hmm. The Father, the Son, the Holy Ghost. These three are one. All right? When Hip Hop Meets the Christ, we are an interactive worldwide broadcast. We're 100% transparent. We're 100% authentic. All right? Not saying I'm perfect. Okay? Not over here. Mm-mm. Now, if God marked me down as perfect on his, by his standards, okay. But by your standards now, by my standards now, we ain't good. We ain't even good by God's standards. The only way we good by God's standards is when you receive Jesus. He's the way, see? Other than that, God looked down from heaven and looked on the sons of man and to see who was good or seeking him, and there was none that does good or that was seeking him. There was none. There was none that does good. That's why he had to do it himself. All right? And that's what qualifies us for doing the good works of God, him still doing it through us. But, yeah, when Hip Hop Meets the Christ, interactive, worldwide broadcast over here, we pray. We just did that. All right? If you got a prayer request, we'll get that on, too. We got you. We'll pray for you, too. All right? Over here, we worship and praise. We about to do that. Mm-hmm. Worship is a lifestyle. Praising. We do this every day. However, we just going to do it together today. So appreciate you being here to worship and praise together. We fellowshipping with each other, but we worship and praise in God. We're glorifying God, all right? We also going to get our faith for you because we got these scriptures on deck. Mm-hmm. The word of God. Faith comes by hearing. Hearing comes by the word of God. Yeah, what do you tune into the most in your life? And do you tune into that more than you tune into God and his word and spending time with him? Mm-hmm. How else you going to go ahead and defeat Satan and chop him up? You know what I'm talking about? If you're not in the word of God, which is the sword of the spirit, all right? And Jesus is the word of God. Jesus is the sword of the spirit. Yeah. All right? Over here, we get our problems solved by doing because we put our faith and works together. We work our faith in God. This is not faith without works. This is faith with works, faith and action. All right? When hip-hop meets the Christ, we appreciate you tuning in. I'm your homie, Oasis. We go live Wednesdays at 7 p.m. Eastern. Wednesdays, 7 p.m. Eastern. And we also go live on Saturdays at 11 a.m. Eastern. All right? Wednesdays, we be on that hip-hop and Jesus Christ Bible study. Saturdays, we be on these topics from the all-knowing one, like today, God owns, and we manage. And they all come from the word of God. You know what I'm talking about? God owns this. God owns everything, and we manage it, all right? So, yeah, man, let's worship. Get ready to worship and praise God in the spirit and in the truth. This is you and your time, you know, your own personal time. I know we fellowshipping together, but this is our own. We got to tune in and focus in on God because it's time for us to worship him. We're going to worship him together, but we're going to worship him in spirit and in the truth. All right? This is our time to get our hearts and our minds on him and to express our gratitude and our love to him while we're playing these songs and while we're doing it, you know, together. All right? So we appreciate everybody tuning in. We are getting ready to worship and praise our God together. This is the worship segment of the broadcast. Oh, yeah, and praise, too. So let's worship and praise God in the spirit and in the truth. This is When Hip-Hop Meets the Christ, and I'm your homie, Oasis. Today's topic, God owns, we manage. Let's praise and let's worship. Or should I say let's worship and praise? But we're going to do it. When Hip-Hop Meets the Christ. Let's get it.
You know, every now and then you need to stop and think. Think about all the many wonders God has performed in your life.
And I bet you begin to thank him.
From sickness and diseases.
Depression.
Mm-hmm. Beyond measure.
But through it all.
You have yet to heal.
The more I think about it.
The more I think of thank you.
Through the hatred.
Hatred.
Anger.
And anger.
Struggles.
And
when I fall.
And stumbles.
But you've made.
Made me strong.
The more
I think.
Yeah.
The more I think of thank you.
Yes. One more. Listen. I was down.
Down and out.
They taunted
and
me.
Talked about it.
Cheated.
And
mistreated. But you carried
you
me. When I think about your goodness,
the more I think I thank you.
Yeah. Now everybody can relate to this. Let's thank him.
Ghostwriter, Lord, I know you know my heart. I just wanna get my gift off. Touch my tongue and bless my balls, anoint my lips like lip gloss. I just wanna shine for you like a thousand diamonds do. Only your divine would do, so decrease me like dividing do. Hopefully I can divide the truth as long as I can abide in you. Crazy what my life's been through, amazing what your light can do.
Yeah, hear me when I call, oh God of my righteousness. Thou hast enlarged me when I was in distress.
Again, I want to protect you like a shepherd and warn you like watchman. Whether you want to hear, whether you forbear what I say, you transgress against the Lord even to this day with rebellious ways. I pray that I'll be here to stay. This knowledge, don't be impotent or stiff-hearted. Be hawk and listen good when these words are sparking. Sparking like burnished brass through the fire and ash. In the midst of all this nonsense, I got me some sense. His favor on me, I get his love in abundance. By now, hope you get the picture, knowing his scriptures. His presence all around so close he can kiss you. Fires me, Lord, you stretch across oceans and seashores. His pain in our heart, for his faith we need more. From now on, let me be more like you, so I wouldn't get caught up in the world and the things we
I
do.
I feel you here with me.
My water in the desert. That summer I found a treasure, but this spring I learned a hard lesson. So walk in heaven, babe. Tell Pacamo album number 7 is still thug like forever. My life just got better, a new angel. So speak through me as I read this scarlet letter. Protect me from all the danger, all the changes the world bring. Watch over Candy, Shammy, and my unborn king. All the drunks and the dope fiends on every strip. Show them how it sounds when an angel sings. Give her an angel wing, let her fly through my daily dreams.
Mic check, 1212. You are tuned into When Hip Hop Meets the Christ. Shout outs to you, much love to you. We appreciate you tuning in, yes sir. Yes ma'am, and that's how you worship and praise God. In the spirit and in the truth. Yeah, turn on some tunes, some good tunes. It'll help you worship and praise God. And tune out this other stuff in the world, man. You know what I'm talking about? Yeah, music it's therapeutic anyway. So then you put gospel music on. Yeah, that's better than therapeutic, though. For sure, man. This is When Hip Hop Meets the Christ. Today's topic, God Owns, We Manage. I'm your homie Oasis, a.k.a. Joshua, a.k.a. a follower of Jesus the Christ these days. You know what I'm talking about? 2022. And on and on through eternity. That right. My dad. Hallelujah. All day. All right, remember this. You can call in when we are recording live. When we are recording live, you can call in. All right? You can listen or speak by calling this number, 563-999-3702. 563-999-3702 is the call-in number. You can listen that way, or you can speak by pressing 1 to speak. All right, once you call in. You can also listen on the go. Take your earbuds with you. Take your beats with you. Yeah. All right. Tune in through the internet, your Wi-Fi, whatever you got to do, hotspot, whatever you got to do. You know what I'm saying? When Hip Hop Meets the Christ, Google it. At any time, you can take it with you. When you're out here exercising and everything, yeah. Whatever you're doing, shopping and all that, you can take it with you. When Hip Hop Meets the Christ, tune in at any time. You can do it live or from the archives. All right, every past broadcast is available as well. In case you don't catch us live, and we do go live on Wednesdays now at 7 p.m. Eastern and Saturdays at 11 a.m. Eastern. Yeah, Saturdays still, all right, at 11 a.m. Eastern. So, again, that call-in number, 563-999-3702. One more time, 563-999-3702. All right? Good news. Got some good news. Aren't you tired of hearing all this bad news? Chaos and confusion in the world? And it seems like it's getting worse and worse and worse, because it is, but it doesn't have to be that way for you. Number one, you following Jesus Christ. So it ain't going to get worse for you. It's going to get better, because God, our Father, works it all out for our good. See, that's some good news. And if you want to continue to get good news, tune into When Hip Hop Meets the Christ Good Newsletter. Yeah, that's an extension of this ministry here. The extension of the broadcast. We got the good newsletter going on. Get it free. Sent straight to your email every 2 months on the 15th of the month. Every 2 months on the 15th of the month. And make sure it's an active email, because trust me, you do not want to look over this one. You don't want to skip over this one. You can skip over the other ones. But don't just let these good newsletters sit in your email, please. And I know if y'all listening and y'all on the email list, I know y'all check y'all's. I know that. All right? It's full of God. Yeah, it's full of God. Yeah, it's full of his anointing as well. Full of his power. It's full of encouragement. You know what I'm talking about? The good newsletter. Full of God. Full of his anointing. Full of encouragement for you. Yeah, full of his power, that true energy. Yeah, the I-N-N-E-R, capital G, energy, the inner power, the inner God in you. You know what I'm talking about? So, yeah, man, just contact When Hip Hop Meets the Christ at gmail.com. When Hip Hop Meets the Christ at gmail.com. Let me know you want to sign up for the newsletters, the good newsletters. Also, the gospel album and the audiobook by Oasis are available as well. Alright, email me the same way. If you want those, let me know. When Hip Hop Meets the Christ at gmail.com. For sure with it. Alright, now it's time for us to keep moving on to the Knock 'em Down segment of the broadcast. Yeah, the Knock 'em Down. Knock 'em Down what? This is Joshua's Wall. And Joshua, God led Joshua and the children of Israel, you know, march around that wall of Jericho 7 times, and then 7 times on the 7th day. You know what I'm talking about? Because they had Jericho had their trust and security in the walls. But when God told Joshua and Israel to march around the wall, and they were obedient, they did it, those walls came knock, King tumbling down. Yeah. Knocking them down. That's right. So, this is the knock them down segment of the broadcast. God versus any issue. You'll knock that down. Any problem you got, God, he will knock that down. Any concern that we have as humans, God will still knock that down. God versus any issue, any problem, any concern that we have as humans, if we let God handle it, not only will he solve the problem for you, he'll bring you out into victory and have you experiencing what it's like to be victorious. Yeah, instead of being a loser. Yeah, you'll have the victor's mentality, the victor's heart, victory, knowing that God will work everything out for your good. Nothing is greater. No issue, no problem, no concern is greater than God. You know what I'm talking about? Victory for you. If you let God handle your issues, your problems, and your concerns. This is also the time for the thin skin, the easily offended people, and the easily offended groups. And that's going to offend a lot of folks. That's why a lot of folks don't tune in, because they want to do their own thing. But this is the thin skin, the easily offended folks. They want to just do whatever they want to do without consequence or without the truth and want to leave Jesus out. The thin skin people, this is your chance to repent or leave and stay the same. You can be wise, repent, and be wise, all right? Or you can leave and stay a fool. This is also the chance for the itching ears, all right? Those that just want to be nosy, see what they talking about, let me see. Don't really want to know the truth. Want to be, come over here, eavesdropping all that, yeah, and want to steal some. Mm-hmm. This is your chance to get your behind up out of here, too. You can leave, or you can repent. You can leave and stay a fool. Or you can repent and be wise. But I'm going to give you a minute because I'm going to play my theme music. Y'all hold tight. Here goes my theme music. Like the head. Here it goes.
Oh! Hey! Yeah! Come on! Oh!
We are now at this time calling all challengers, haters, and skeptics to your stations, please. The arena will reopen shortly. We are all subsequent witnesses to the greatest showdown history has ever known. Past indiscretions, knives and stabbing weapons are now prohibited. Guns and things that don't move are now prohibited. And those with thin skin are advised to attend at your own risk. Are we understood? Yeah. I used to think that it was safe to send my kids to school, but now I disapprove of half of what they listen to. They teach the Bible as unreliable, vicious rules, they're screaming no missionaries, and yet I see it very clearly that they be on the mission too. What can a Christian do when half the population's under mass indoctrination? Classrooms are turned to fixing schools. Get your mind right, learn to think your lies right. They hit you with the side swipe before the full switcheroo. They defeat and you a script, it was delicious food. How you can be the master of your fate and reinvent the rules. They renamed your progress and said that it's the truth.
Yeah, that ain't no progress. That's not progress when we lead in our own lives. You know what I'm talking about? Imperfect, ungodly humans leading their own lives or leading us. No, that is not progress. You know what I'm talking about? Yes, sir. Yes, ma'am. This is when hip-hop meets the Christ. Yeah, I was just listening to the music. I hope you was too. I was listening to the lyrics. That's what I was talking about. You know what I'm talking about? But yeah, man, this is when hip-hop meets the Christ, and I really don't have an issue for today. My issue is, like it usually be, is I'm ready to get into these scriptures. How about you? Yeah, well, this is what we come for. This is the most important part. Well, worship and praise, that's it, too. All right? Because that's worship and praise in God. However, now we get to get more faith in God right here. You know what I'm talking about? Well, yeah, man, let's get this word, get into the word of God so we can continue to worship and praise him, because our faith, in the first place, comes by the word. In the word, our faith comes by hearing it. And hearing, our hearing comes by the word of God. You know what I'm talking about? So with that being said, I'm ready to go ahead and jump into these scriptures. How about you? Today's topic, God owns We manage. God owns. We manage. We're about to get some very good, clear understanding up in here. So with that being said, let's go to Ecclesiastes chapter number 1. Yeah, two verses from over here. Ecclesiastes chapter number 1. Let's get it. God owns. We manage. Sometimes we forget. And sometimes we need to do like those bald eagles. And I find out that they were called bald really because they do get bald. They, after about 40 years, after the eagle is born, and it plucks off all the feathers. You know, all the dirt and grime and all that, breaks off his beak and all that. They go to a renewal process. So all the feathers gone and the beak gone and claws done got dull over the years. Now they you know, got to get their claws back sharpened. So I don't know how long this process takes, but God makes sure that eagle is taken care of during this process. And guess what? I know that's an eagle. And we value eagles as highly regarded birds, but guess what? You got more value than that eagle. Uh-oh. Yes, sir. Yeah, you are more valuable than the bald eagle and the fully feathered eagle, too. You know? But yeah, that's why I figured out, that's why I, you know, called them the bald eagle. I didn't know they plucked their feathers out and go through a renewal process till I learned about the eagle, and that's what happens when you wait on God. He compares you to, you know, what happens to an eagle with it. You're going to mount up with wings as eagle. First of all, you're going to renew your strength. Mount up with wings as eagles. Renewal process, see? Renew your strength. You're going to mount up with wings as eagles. And just imagine how he mount up with them with those new feathers on his wings and stuff. You know, the new feathers. Wings made out of new feathers. Stronger. You see what I'm saying? Everything, man. So, hallelujah for that analogy, Father. Parable. Ecclesiastes chapter 1. You got it? We're going to read verse 2. In verse 14, Ecclesiastes chapter 1, we're going to read verse 2. In verse 14, verse 2 says, vanity of vanities. Vanity equals useless. Vanity equals worthless. Worthlessness, uselessness, that's what vain is, that's what vanity means, or other words for vanity. So vanity of vanities, worthless of worthless, useless of useless, useless of useless, says the preacher. Vanity of vanities, all is vanity, or all is worthless, all is useless. You see why people want to dismiss the word of God, and you see why you can't credit man for writing the word of God? Because man would not write that everything is meaningless or everything is useless. Unless he experienced something greater and then God wrote it through man. You see what I'm saying? You know, like Solomon, the preacher right here, son of David, that wrote this from his experience with God. All right? So vanity of vanities, or worthless of worthless, or useless of useless. All is useless. All is worthless. All is vanity. Get that in your heart. Get that in your mind. Yes, it's hard to, a hard pill to swallow, but it's good for you. And some of them pills y'all be taking be hard to swallow, but y'all still be taking them, huh? And they ain't even good for you. Uh-oh. Yes, sir. Getting dependent on doctors' prescriptions, yeah, the medicines, the prescriptions. But yeah, we got the healer on deck, and he got these prescriptures. Mm-hmm. Got these scriptures on deck that heals. So go to verse 14. First of all, for verse 2, you realize everything is worthless. Everything is meaningless. That's where Jesus is the life comes in at right here. See? Because without Jesus, everything is useless. Everything is meaningless. All is vanity. Jesus is the life. That's not vanity. You see what I'm saying? All right, so go to verse 14, Ecclesiastes chapter 1, Verse 14 says, I have seen all the works that are done under the sun. Pause. I've seen all the works done under the sun. I've seen all the occupations. I've seen everything that man do under the sun. Everything that women do under the sun. Yeah. Everything that men do, man and woman. I've seen all the works that are done under the sun. And how could he see that except God showed it to him? You see what I'm saying? So we in Ecclesiastes chapter 1, verse 14, I have seen all the works that are done under the sun, and behold, all is vanity. Vanity means what? Useless or worthless. There's plenty more synonyms for it, right? So all is vanity, all is useless, and he adds on to it this time, and vexation of spirit. All is useless, all is worthless, all is vain when it compares to God in heaven. Yeah, that's why we got to keep praying, your kingdom come and your will be done on earth as it is in heaven, because all is vanity and vexation of spirit. Vex means to hurt or to trouble or to torment. Yeah, everything is useless. And on top of that is vexation, is torment of spirit. It torments your spirit. Yeah, the spirit. Yeah, the real you. You're not the real flesh that you see in the mirror. That decays. That's the vain part of you. But the real you, your spirit, the one that knows you should be praising and worshiping God. Mm-hmm. Yeah, the one that, you know, you done drowned out because you're living in your flesh now, if that is you. I mean, we all have been there. Yeah, sometimes we still try to drown the spirit out. Right? But this world we live in is vexation of spirit. It caters to your flesh. But you got to know this about your flesh and life lived in the flesh. It's vain. It's vain. Not only is it vain, but it's vexation of spirit, torment of spirit. That's Ecclesiastes chapter 1, verse 2 and verse 14. All right? Now, you know, just do a quick spoiler alert. So this is sums up the whole broadcast, and it sums up our whole lives as well. Go to Ecclesiastes chapter 12, verse 13. Yeah, we're going to get this in the beginning before we even make it all the way to the end. Let's recognize this, man. We got to get our minds right and our hearts right so God can get our lives right. Because Jesus, he is the life. You know what I'm talking about? So go to Ecclesiastes chapter 12. Verse 13, and look at what it says, too. Let us hear the conclusion of the whole matter. The whole matter of what? The whole matter of life? The whole matter of this book of Ecclesiastes? The whole matter of everything being vain? And vexation of spirit, let us hear the conclusion of the whole matter. What it say? Fear God. Yeah, reverence God, honor God, respect God, fear God, and keep his commandments, obey him. Fear God and keep his commandments, for this is the whole duty of man. Yeah, this is your whole purpose. Humans, whoever's listening to me, whoever's not listening, yeah, to the Holy Spirit in me. Yeah, this is the whole duty of man. The whole purpose of humans is to do what? Fear God and obey him. To honor God, reverence him, and obey him. We got that thing narrowed down to just going to church on Sunday, don't we, boy? Yeah. You're supposed to worship and praise and do God's purposes every day. Now, of course, he wouldn't just keep you up in the church every day. Now, if you did, that's still cool. Whatever you do it under God every day. However, he's blessed us to have these occupations so you can even do your work unto God every day. Because remember, we just read, I saw all the works under the sun. All the works under the sun that's done. I saw all the works that are done under the sun in all its vanity and vexation of spirit. So to get the meaning of life, you got to have Christ in that thing. You got to do things God's way. Let me read this verse again, Ecclesiastes chapter 12, verse 13. Let us hear the conclusion of the whole matter, fear God and keep his commandments. Yeah, obey him. He command you to do something, do it. For this is the whole duty of man, of human beings. Yeah, God owns. We manage. Mm-hmm. We got to reverence him and obey him, right? Psalms chapter 24, let's keep it going. Psalms chapter number 24, let's go there. Psalms, that's right in front of Ecclesiastes. Well, right in front of Proverbs. And Proverbs is right in front of Ecclesiastes and in between Psalms and Ecclesiastes. But let's go to Psalms chapter number 24. Psalm 24. And again, Psalm starts, it sounds like it starts with an S, but it starts with a P. And then the S, P-S. The P is silent. Where they do that at? I don't know. But yeah, Psalm. Psalms chapter number 24. Just going to get two verses from over here. Yeah, this going to get our mind right. It's going to get our heart right. You know what I'm talking about? Then God going to get our life right. Take these scriptures to heart. Psalms 24. These are the words that you want to take to heart. We be taking the words of people to heart, and you don't supposed to take the words of people to heart, but these words right here in the word of God, that's what you take to heart. You know what I'm talking about? So yeah, man, and you know, we need to tune into God every day, man. Anytime you need to get a good fill up, get good power up, like I like when we get together and fellowship, but you can do that fellowship with God. You see what I'm saying? Every day. And you can also get that pick up, that power up, by reading these scriptures. That's why I hope you're writing them down, at least the ones that stand out to you, if you're able. You know, and go back and listen to the broadcast again. Well, however, make sure you're spending time with God in his word. All right? Psalms chapter 24, because we live by faith and not by sight. And faith comes by hearing. And hearing, you got to hear this word of God in order to continue to live by faith. All right? And operate. So, Psalms chapter 24, verse 1 says, the earth is the Lord's. Uh-oh. Yeah, the earth is the Lord's. Earth does not belong to the devil. The earth does not belong to humans. That go for all world leaders. The earth don't belong to any world leaders. The earth is the Lord's. And, yeah, because it got the apostrophe S showing ownership. Yeah, I remember that from school. The earth is the Lord's. This is Psalms chapter 24, verse 1. The earth is the Lord's and the fullness thereof. That's everything in it. It's his too. The earth is the Lord's and the fullness thereof. The world, the whole world, and they. That's the people. And they that dwell therein. Everything belongs to who? The Lord. Verse 2 says, for he has founded the earth upon the seas. What? This dry land sitting on seas, on water. Ain't that something like what? He founded it upon the seas. He didn't say he found it on no dirt. So they got that part right when they got the whole, you know, globe made out of water, when you look at a globe. Now, I know it's an argument over the circle, if the earth is circle or if it's flat, and I think it's both, because you should be saying, is it a sphere or black, but I think it, I mean, or flat, but I think it's a circle drawn on the ground. Ain't that flat? It's still circle too. See, both. See, I'm telling you, that's some Holy Spirit stuff. I couldn't figure that out for myself, because this is what I've been hearing over the last few years, you know, within the last 10 years at least, what I've been hearing, the earth is flat. I'm reading the Bible. Okay, it could be. It is, okay, it is flat. North, south, east, and west, I spread out the clouds. And then God let me know, keep on with God. It's the circle, too. The circle of the earth. It says that, too, in the scripture. I said, oh, circle. So he's like, hey, if you draw a circle on the ground, huh? I'm just thinking. You see what I'm saying? Now, if you draw a circle on a piece of paper, can you still fold that? Right, that can still be folded up from corners. You see, it's amazing, right? Okay, let's go though. The earth is the Lord's. I'm just saying. Yeah, my brain works. And the Holy Spirit, the God, the all-knowing one, yeah, he works. Know that. All right, so Psalms chapter 24, verse 2 says, for he has founded it upon the seas and established it upon the floods. Like, wow. And how is it still solid? Ain't that amazing? He put it on the water, founded it upon the seas. We reading it. For he has founded it upon the seas. He built it on the seas, and he established it upon the floods. Well, he washed the whole thing out with water, drowned that whole thing out, the whole dry part. The dry part. Mm-hmm, that's flat, right? But on the circle, on the ground, like, bruh, ain't that this? Ooh. All right, now, I don't want to get stuck on that. I'm just saying that I'll just be thinking, you know. Because I don't believe none of this stuff unless it lines up. It's, you know, with the word, if it's saying what the word is saying, all right? So we got to recognize and realize not only is the earth the Lord's and everything on it and everybody on it too, we got to realize this too. He rules, the Most High rules in the kingdom of men as well. If he owns it, he also rules in the kingdom of men. See, I know humans act like they doing whatever they want to do or feel whatever, you know, whatever. But we are spiritual. Yeah, we ain't just doing whatever we want to do. The steps are planned ahead of time before we even got there. Now, sometimes your plans line up with God's plans, and that's what we want. We want our plans to line up with God's plans, but not sometimes, but all the time. You know what I'm talking about? We want our plans to line up with God's plans all the time. His plans are better. You know what I'm talking about? So we got to know that he is the one that rules in the kingdom of men. He let those other people think that they ruling. They don't even acknowledge him. He let them think they ruling, but he's still the one that rules. He going to shut them down too. He'll show them too. Okay, don't take my word for it. Let's go to Daniel chapter 4. You got to take my word. I don't want to take my word either. Let's go to God's word. Unless my word saying what God's saying. That's how we need to be. I don't want to hear what they saying unless he's saying what God's saying. Hey, that Holy Spirit in them talking? Ooh, that's what I want to hear. Got to live by faith. I ain't got time to hear all this stuff that's vexing my spirit. And that's vanity. I ain't got time to hear all their opinions and where they come from. And now they want to call it my truth. They're calling their opinions my truth now. See how delusional the world is nowadays? The whole world, bruh and sister. They calling their opinions my truth. Your opinion is still your opinion. I don't care if you try to call it your truth. It ain't no your truth. Your truth is your opinion. Because ain't nothing but one truth. That's Jesus. He the truth. You ain't getting caught up in that Babylon. Daniel. Where is Daniel? Look at these prophets. Behind Ezekiel and behind Jeremiah. Who is it? And right behind Ezekiel. Daniel chapter number 4. Now God had to humble these kings down, few of them too, well, a lot of them, but specifically two right here, and they gave their testimony. I think we're just going to read of one, and that's Nebuchadnezzar, his testimony, but it's another one in here. He got a testimony of God too, and he started tripping. But let's go to Daniel chapter 4. Daniel chapter 4, go to verse 34. Daniel chapter 4. Verse 34 says, and at the end of the days, I, Nebuchadnezzar, he's king now. And Nebuchadnezzar had so much power, like he had some power like Adam. Like all the nations, all the animals and everything was under his kingship, under his rulership. That's how powerful Nebuchadnezzar was, and God the one that made him like that. You see what I'm saying? So this is him giving his testimony because he got out of hand. He got so arrogant and prideful. He made a statue, had the people make a statue of gold, big old statue, and had everybody bow down and worship the statue. You know what I'm talking about? Except for them Hebrew boys, they stood like, bro, we ain't worshiping no statue. no idol worship up in here. We gonna worship God. And they got thrown into the fire, but God brought them out the fire unharmed and not burned. So this is that same king right here that did that to them. So here go Nebuchadnezzar getting beside himself. And God had to let him, you know, get a senile mind. The verse right before the verse we starting on, all right, we starting on verse 34, but the verse right before that, verse 33, it shows you what happened to him. Matter of fact, we'll go back to verse 33, and then we'll read verse 34. All right, so Daniel chapter 4, verse 33. The same hour was the thing fulfilled upon Nebuchadnezzar, and he was driven from men. He driven away from humans, right? And he did eat grass as an ox. Now he out there thinking he an animal. He eating grass as an ox. This the king that got beside himself now. All that arrogance, all that pride, to get you destroyed. All right? So his body, it says, and his body was wet with the dew of heaven. So he wasn't sleeping under no roof. His body was wet with the dew of heaven. That's why your grass be wet in the morning. The dew of heaven. All right? All right, so it says, till his hairs were grown like eagles. His hair grown long like eagles' feathers and stuff, eagles' feathers. And his nails grew like, it says, his nails like birds' claws. Ain't that something? A human going through this. Now, verse 34 says, and at the end of the days, he giving his testimony, I, Nebuchadnezzar, lifted up my eyes unto heaven, and my understanding returned unto me. What did he do first? He lifted up his eyes unto heaven. That's what I'm talking about. That's the first thing he did. Lift up his eyes and I got to look to someone greater than me. Because nobody was over Nebuchadnezzar but God. God put everybody under Nebuchadnezzar, under his kingship, under his ruling. You can read it in Daniel. We talk about all the nations being under him. All the animals too. Like, golly, bro, this man has some power, and God the one did him like that. You see what I'm saying? I don't have time right now to really go to it, but it's in Daniel. And if you want to find it real fast, Google it. You see what I'm saying? Yeah. So I lifted up my eyes unto heaven, and my understanding returned unto me. As soon as I lifted my eyes unto heaven, my understanding returned unto me. Because why? You returned unto your owner, your creator, your owner. He becomes your father when you do that, humans. Your understanding, your whole mind get right. Yeah. Get a new mind. My understanding returned unto me. And then get what it said. And I blessed the Most High. I lifted up my eyes to heaven. My understanding turned on me when I did that, and then I blessed the Most High, because he did that. He the one gave me my understanding back. So I blessed the Most High, because I lost my mind. I'm out here sleeping out here, you know what I'm saying, eating grass and carrying on like I'm an ox, bruh. This the king talking to you and talking to me, talking to us. I'm talking about my hair growing so long like eagle's feathers and carrying on. But as soon as I lifted my eyes up unto heaven, even though I was senile and in this state of mind, okay, psychotic, whatever it was, I lifted my eyes unto heaven. See, God is greater than the psychotic mind. The psycho, the schizo, the whatever, the crazy ones that want to kill folks. Yeah, all the time because they brains. And, yeah, God greater than that. As soon as they lift their eyes unto heaven, but these folks don't want to tell them or show them to lift their eyes up to heaven. They want to just give them some medicine and then put them in a jacket and make them hug themselves. All right, okay, all right, all right. So Daniel chapter 4, verse 34, and at the end of the days, I, Nebuchadnezzar, lifted up my eyes unto heaven, and my understanding returned unto me, and I blessed the Most High. He's what? He the Most High. Because I thought I was the one, everything under me, everybody under me. But this the Most High right here. This is what the king's saying. I blessed the Most High. And I praised and honored him that lives forever. Yeah, we got an expiration date. But he lives forever. Mm-hmm. Except if you're in Christ. You swallow death up in victory. I honored him. I praised him and I honored him that lives forever, whose dominion is an everlasting dominion. All the other ones don't last forever. And his kingdom is from generation to generation. His kingdom is from generation to generation. That's why God still got preachers, producing preachers and stuff too. They heard the word of God when we was younger. And some just heard it now and just answer the call. You see what I'm saying? His kingdom is from generation to generation. And all the inhabitants, verse 35, Daniel chapter 4. And all the inhabitants of the earth. What? All the inhabitants of the earth. That includes everyone, right? Everything. All the inhabitants of the earth are reputed as nothing. That go right with the scripture that we read. All is vanity. When God letting you know, this is how I see stuff. I'm talking about all the inhabitants of the earth, and this is a top-notch king that's telling you this. All the inhabitants of the earth are reputed as nothing, and yeah, we are looked at as nothing with God, counted as nothing. And he does according to his will in the army of heaven and among the inhabitants of the earth. He does according to his will. Man ain't just down here doing whatever they want. If you read your Bible, you'll see that man is doing whatever the Bible said that man was going to do. Read Revelation. You'll see it. Read Ezekiel. You'll see it. Read Daniel. You'll see man is operating the same way God said he's going to operate in his word. Man doing that right now. Yeah, man ain't write this Bible. He didn't write this. So, God does his will. We in Daniel chapter 4, verse 35 says, he does according to his will in the army of heaven. He rules in heaven and among the inhabitants of the earth. He rules the earth too. And none in heaven or on earth can stay his hand. None can keep his hand back or say unto him, question him, what you doing? What doest thou? Or what are you doing? Nobody can say that to God. What are you doing, man? And correct him. What? He the one. He the ruler. He's the Lord. He does his will according to his will. Man is still, even though they acting crazy, and some of us, you know, we following Jesus, but we still going according to his will. He said it was going to be like this. And he knows best because he's all-knowing. So we can trust him. We can trust his word, especially when we can read it or heard it, and now we can see it happening in the life, in the world we live in. So all the inhabitants of the earth are reputed as nothing to God. And he does according to his will in the army of heaven and among the inhabitants of the earth, and none can stay his hand or say unto him, what are you doing? You can't yell at God, what are you doing to me? I know you feel like you can. You don't even answer you, do you? Do it. What are you doing to me? He be quiet like, boy, this boy don't know what he's talking about. Okay, let me speak from experience. Yeah, you can't question God. We just got to trust him. Sometimes it gets hard. What in the world are you doing to me? None yet can say to him, what you doing? What are you doing to me? Especially when you give him your life. And it's going to be some of the moments you want to say, what are you doing to me? But you got to remember these scriptures. He does according to his will in the army of heaven and among the inhabitants of the earth. You're on the earth, right? And you're an inhabitant of the earth. So he does according to his will in your life. Especially when we say, God, have your way. Yes, sir. And we mean it. That's why you got to watch what you be saying in church. You feeling all good. This ain't no emotional stuff. You tell God to have his way in your life, and you mean it. He going to have his way. That means he going to interrupt and mess up some plans, a lot of plans of yours. And mine, yeah. For real, I'm talking from experience. Dude. All right? So Daniel chapter 4. God do it according to his will. Nobody can hold him back. Go to verse 17. Go back. Daniel chapter 4 to verse 17. Check this out. This matter, it says, this matter is by the decree of the watchers. That's spiritual. Some spiritual watchers. All right? This matter is by the decree of the watchers and the demand by the word of the holy ones, still spiritual beings, to the intent that the living, that's us, may know that the Most High, that's God, the Most High, that's Jesus, the Most High, that's the Holy Spirit of truth, to the intent that the living may know that the Most High rules in the kingdom of men and gives it to whomever he will and sets up over it the basis of men. Now, he gives it to whoever he will. Mm-hmm. Yeah, God doing it. So, guess what? Your voting don't even count. I know you don't vote. You don't have a voice. That's what man is saying. That's what the world's saying. But what God's saying? You pray, you got a voice. That's what God say. Vote got four letters. Pray got four letters. Vote got your voice attached to it is what they say. Praying, showing up, got your voice and your heart attached to it. And according to Daniel chapter 4, verse 17, your God the one let you know that, let's read it again. This is the matter. Okay, this matter is by the decree of the watchers and the demand by the word of the holy ones to the intent that the living may know that the Most High rules. How you going to cast a vote and they ain't even got God nowhere on the ballot? They don't even want in God we trust in the pledge, or well, one nation under God in the pledge, or in God we trust on the money. So you really think you're doing a big, you're making a difference. The only way you're going to make a difference is if you operate according to the spirit of truth. Yeah, that's right. As many as are led by the spirit of God, we are the sons of God. So, this is so that the living may know. You living? I'm living, right? You hearing this? You're living. The living may know that the Most High rules in the kingdom of men. The Most High, God, the Almighty, the Most High rules. He's still Lord in the kingdom of men and gives it to whomever he wants to. He gives it to whomever he will and sets up over it the basis of men. So even with that voting, and y'all think y'all kicked Trump out because we got to vote in numbers, God the one. See, justice comes from God. So that's why you got a so-called justice department that's not giving justice, that's shooting and killing and doing unjust acts, and then people going right back to them for justice and ain't getting no justice from them because they leaving the one whose throne is established in justice and righteousness out of it. They're leaving God out. Now God is all about justice. They just calling their name justice. Yeah, you got to watch it. Yeah, they just calling themselves Christians. But we follow Jesus Christ. Some of us still following Jesus, for real. We ain't going by the title. I don't care less by the title. The only title you got to call me is my name, Joshua. That's it. Yeah, Joshua, because that's who I am. You ain't even got to call me Oasis, but you sure enough, Joshua. That's who I am. It ain't just my name. So there's more than the title. I don't need a title or teacher or preacher, apostle or evangelist. What you hear? Or pastor, I don't need no titles. I get my value from God, and that's how we got to be. Because he is the Most High, and he rules in the kingdom of men. Especially when you let him rule in your life. Yeah, let him be Lord of your life. That's the only, you got that. You can block him from being Lord over your life. He's already Lord over heaven, Lord over the earth, Lord over hell. Now, our choice is, are you going to let him be Lord over your life? Now, he rules in the kingdom of men, and he give it to whoever he want to give it to. So you don't tell me that if I don't vote, my voice don't count. Because I'm going to tell you, I pray. And then I'm going to ask you, why you ain't telling me I should pray? And then my voice will count. Yeah. Uh-huh. You don't want none of this Holy Spirit that's in the sons of God. Yeah. You're in the females too, but you know, we are sons of God. We are led by his spirit. So he set up over the basis of men, the most overlooked people. That's when he set up over there. Donald Trump was surprised he won. He was surprised he won when he first got up in there. That's why he was in that thing trying to act like it was his own little, but it's my job. I guess it was his job, but he's going overboard. You got to know, man. Regardless, don't get blindsided by the world. You got to know that God is very involved in everything. We ain't leaving him out. He said that he is acquainted with all of our ways. It ain't his fault that we don't acknowledge him in all of our ways, because he told us to do that too. He lets you know. You can Google the scripture and find it for yourself, where God says he is acquainted with all of our ways. And then you can Google the other scripture that says where God wants us to acknowledge him in all of our ways. And you'll find both of them in the word. All right? Next scripture we're going to from Daniel. Go to Psalms. We almost halfway finished. You know what I'm saying? Almost. So let's move right along. Psalms chapter number 103. Remember, this is investment. Do not trick yourself or let the devil trick you and turn up your flesh talking about, man, I got enough. I done been in the script. No, man. You're supposed to live by faith. It's 7 days in a week. These 2 hours will empower you. Okay? And you've got enough in here to get you through the next 7 days. You see what I'm saying? Really, the next 7 years. Oh, okay. All right. For real. It's the word of God. It's living. If we will meditate on this stuff and don't just hear it one time, if we will meditate on his word. You know what I'm saying? Don't just hear it one time or when the preacher preaching or what have you. And when you tune in, you got to rehearse or play it back. Replay this. Write these scriptures down so you can revisit them in your own personal time with God. Psalm 103. Verse number 19, it says, the Lord has prepared his throne in the heavens, and his kingdom rules over all. This is Psalms chapter 103, verse 19. Again says, the Lord has prepared his throne in the heavens. Who prepared his throne? He prepared his own throne. Where is it? In the heavens. Yeah, that's the sky, right? Up there, up. The Lord has prepared his throne in the heavens with the S. Heaven itself is different. But heavens, it leads you to heaven. Right? I guess that's why people be trying to, you know, reach it by a spaceship and still can't reach it. These mother might hit the moon or something. I don't even think they went on the moon, though. But they get on a spaceship. When you're trying to reach to heaven, that's not going to get you to heaven. You cannot get to heaven by a spaceship, all y'all rich folks on this earth. Yeah, y'all super-duper rich folks. You can't get to heaven. You cannot get to heaven by spaceship. Thank you very much. Hallelujah. Psalm 103, verse 19, the Lord has prepared his throne in the heavens, and his kingdom rules over all. And you can't visit it with nothing physical. His kingdom rules over all. So guess what? If his kingdom ruling over all, that means his kingdom ruling over all right now, too, in this physical. So you got to tap into his kingdom then, and not just tap into it, get all the way up in there. You know, how you do that? Receive Jesus today. Yeah, Jesus Christ. Make him your Lord and Savior. All right? We got two more places we're going before we take this break. All right, so let's go to Genesis chapter 1. Because God owns and we manage. Yeah, God owns this. We ain't doing nothing but managing it. You know what I'm talking about? And if you think you're owning it, God going to show you that it's his. He'll take it from you. You see what I'm saying? You can get in an accident and your whole life change. You can have something happen to you, a heart attack, a stroke, or, you know what I'm saying, just drive by something that stopped your whole life. It's, all right? You don't even own the life that you live in right now. Tell you one thing God did let us own, I guess that would be the choices that we make. You own your choices, but even then, he give you what to choose. And you only got two choices, and God put it before you, life or death. Now choose. That's about all you can do. Yeah. You're not in control of your own life, because even self-control is a fruit of the Spirit. Galatians chapter 5, self-control. Is a fruit of the Spirit, man, when it names the fruit of the Spirit. We in Genesis chapter number 1. Let's read verse 1 and 2. Got to go all the way back to the beginning to recognize and realize that God owns. All right? So in the beginning, God created the heaven and the earth. Do what? In the beginning, who created? God created, not man. Man ain't doing nothing but creating a mess ever since we've been here. In the beginning, though, God created the heaven. See, it don't have an S on it, right? God created the heaven and the earth. We just read he established his throne in the heavens. What that was, Psalms 103, verse 19. I'll read it again. You ain't got to go back. We in Genesis. Let me just go back and see what it say again. The Lord has prepared his throne in the heavens. So the heaven, he prepared the heaven in the heavens, in the sky. And his kingdom rules over all. So Genesis 1:1, in the beginning, God created the heaven and the earth. And the earth was without form and void. The earth was without form, was no dry land, was no people here, all right? The earth was without form and void, and darkness was upon the face of the deep, all right? Because Satan had them got kicked out of heaven by then. Darkness upon the face of the deep. The water was here. That's the deep. And then it says the Spirit of God, too, though. The Spirit of God moved upon the face of the waters. Darkness, they're representing Satan. He then got kicked out. Darkness was upon the face of the deep, and the Spirit of God moved upon the face of the waters, though. Spirit of God here, too. All right? And God created. In the beginning, he created the heavens and the earth. He owns it. We manage it. Now, let's go look at our job. Genesis chapter 2. Let's go look at our job, humans. Genesis chapter 2. Go to verse 7. Genesis chapter 2, verse number 7 says, and the Lord God formed of the dust of the ground, the Lord God formed man. The Lord God formed man. This is not religion, the other way around. Religion is man forming God. That's why this is not religion, nowhere near religion. This is all about God forming man, God making us. Yeah, religion is man-made and devil-influenced. Even pure and undefiled religion before God and the Father is this, to visit orphans and widows in their trouble and to keep yourself unspotted from the world. That's scripture right there. About the only definition you'll find about religion in the Word. True and pure religion is before God and the Father is this, to visit widows and orphans in their trouble and to keep yourself unspotted from the world. That's the scripture it says about religion. You know what I'm saying? About one of them. It may be two. I know it's just one. I know it's that one, though. It probably is just that one in there about religion. But this ain't about no religion. Genesis chapter number 2, verse 7. And it says, and the Lord God formed man of the dust, not even the dirt, the top of the dirt, which is dust. That's how frail you are. That's how frail I am. He made us out of the dust. But at the same time, look at how amazing God is, because if you made out of dust and I'm made out of dust, that means our parents were made out of dust, our grandparents were made out of dust, our children, if we got them, they made out of dust too. And if they have some children, when they have children, dust. You don't get these dusty children from, around me? Oh, yeah, we made out of dust, not even dirt, not even the deep dirt, cuz. That's how fragile your body is, dust. But what's inside you is valuable. That's why all is vanity. Good teaching, Father, good teaching. Genesis chapter 2, verse 7, and the Lord God formed man of the dust of the ground and breathed. So he formed us. First, got our form from the dust of the ground. We were just there. When he breathed into us, that's when we came alive. You see this? The Lord God formed man of the dust of the ground. So we already had our shape, form, body, right? And he breathed. That's what God is after. What's inside you? He breathed into his nostrils the breath of life. You got the breath of life in you that God breathed in you, and you think you're going to continue to act evil? God breathed into his nostrils the breath of life, and man became a living soul. We came alive when he breathed into us. Some of us need him to breathe into our life now so we can come alive. And the rest of us, we need him to keep breathing into our lives so we can keep living unto him. All right, Genesis chapter 2, verse 8 says, and the Lord God planted a garden. Here go our job. We get into it. The Lord God planted a garden. This is our first place of occupation. The Lord God planted a garden, the garden, before we even had a building. We had to work outside, the garden. And the Lord God planted a garden. So it probably, I know it was a big old garden, too. I ain't even thinking about that till just now. It had to be a big old garden. So the Lord God planted a garden eastward in Eden, and there he put the man. He did what? He put the man where? Right there in the garden that he planted for the man. See, a lot of us, we doing our own thing and creating our own wealth, not realizing God is the one to give you the power to get wealth. We still depending on our own power and our energy, spelling it with an E. We ain't recognize we should spell energy with an I. Yeah, the E, E-N-E-R-G-Y spells energy, and capital I, N-N-E-R, spells energy too. Energy, the inner God. That's what we own, the breath of life that's in us. That's what we're appreciative for. So God planted the garden in Eden, and then he put the man there. There he put the man whom he had formed. That's verse 8. Now go Genesis chapter 2, verse 15. It says, and the Lord God took the man and put him into the garden of Eden to do what? To dress it and to keep it. That's the first job right there. He was, or we were, to dress and keep the garden. In other words, that's, you know, take care of the garden, man. Farm it. Cultivate. You know what I'm saying? Cultivate it. So thinking you own or can't own anything will mess you up. When you realize all is vanity, that'll fix you up. You know what I'm talking about? Yes, sir. Yes, ma'am. Don't be trying to own vanity, Charlie. We don't even own the breath that we breathe. Be humble. Yeah, be a humble servant of God. Be humble. Serve God. We just see our first job right here. In Genesis, God made a garden, and then he put the man there as well. And then he put the man there to cultivate it or to dress it and to keep it. Cultivate it. If you cultivate something, that's going to make it grow. So farmers about cultivation and all that, making it grow, right? Right? So our future job is still cultivating, but it's more management. Because that was cultivate. Manage the ground, manage the garden. Still, same thing. Manage. Servant. Steward. Same thing. Manage it. Don't own it. God owns. We manage God's things. You know what I'm talking about? For sure. We're going to take a quick break right quick, and we'll be right back. Appreciate everybody tuning in. This is When Hip Hop Meets the Christ. God owns. We manage. I don't know if we're going to have to do a part two. We ain't did a part two in a long time, so we may do a part two on this, because we still got some more to get into. But that was a good part one, though. You know what I'm saying? But we will be right back after this break. Appreciate everybody tuning in. This is When Hip Hop Meets the Christ. I am your homie Oasis. Today's topic, God owns, we manage. Yeah, God owns everything. We manage it. That'll be part two right there. Yeah. So part one, God owns, we manage. Part two will be God owns everything. We manage it. We'll be right back. We appreciate you tuning in. Yes, sir, and yes, ma'am.
Yeah. See, a lot of people think that life is about having things. But we came to talk to y'all today about one who is greater than anything you could ever have.
You said this life is all you have, but you wasted time and time again. I pray that you could see how beautiful is the one that you've been searching for.
What was your fantasy? Front row in the Grammy. So dumb resorts, tell me shorts, fancy suites on Miami Beach. With the climate's warm and you're in hot water like a bag of tea. Or watching the day go by on Rodeo Drive with bags of receipts. What's your fantasy? Tell me, what do you plan to be? In 5 years, what are your ideas?
Trust in the love, and it's the right thing for me. We gave a life through the Christ, and it's priceless. hey, and it's the right thing for me. We giving life through the Christ and it's priceless. Trust in the love and it's the right thing for me. We giving life through the Christ and it's priceless. Yeah. I've been touched by the hand of God. What should I say, Jesus? I know that some of y'all hating that, but what's the reason? I'm scared to say his name. I'd rather say it plain. That's why I'm untouchable with this rap thing. And if you need a prayer, we take it right there. And teach Christ, make a dream out of nightmare. And we fight fair. And that's why the victory is validated anywhere. In the end, who really gon' care? Build a bird, say word. When they is wicked, let us pray us in the air. And on the verge of the world love, I ain't a politician. See, all I do is see Christ to stay on the mission. In the position of rapping, I keep it popping with status and still serving them doubters with much fire and power. You know the boy ready, keep it reeling up. 100 in last days, keep them drilling up. Feeling up, so never ask if it's reeling up. Bringing it down strong, the pressure is building up. Deliver the fire, we on the line. We rap Christ till life expires. We on it together forever, forever. And that's real till we meet up somewhere in the weather. And then the music never tripping if they say it better. I put it in stone until the day I'm gone, kicking it raw flow. But you know what I was born for. And it's the right thing for me. We give a life through the Christ and it's priceless. Trust in the love and it's the right thing for me. We give a life through the Christ and it's priceless. Hey, and it's the right thing for me. We give a life through the Christ and it's priceless. Trust in the love and it's the right thing for me. We give a life through the Christ and it's priceless. Hey.
Hallelujah all day. Jesus Christ is the Lord. And the devil is already defeated by Jesus Christ, the Lord. Again, hallelujah all day. Rejoice and be glad in the Lord. Yeah, get you some good praise and music, girl. Thank you, Jesus. All right. Rejoice and be glad in the Lord. You know what I'm talking about? This is When Hip-Hop Meets the Christ. I am your homie, Oasis. Today's topic, and we wrapping it up too. God owns, we manage. We wrapping up part one. We'll come back next time with part two. You know what I'm talking about? All right, so God owns, we manage. That's part one. God owns everything, we manage it. That'll be part two. We'll come back. Okay, we had to chop this up in half. All right, so I'm going to give you one more scripture, and then we out. We'll pick back up next time. All right, let's go to Colossians chapter 3, verse 17. That's it. Colossians in the New Testament. Nothing wrong with going to your table of contents. If you still got the hard Bible like I do, hardback Bible. I know y'all computerized these days. Computerized. You want to just pull it up. I still see him flipping pages. You doing right. I ain't getting dependent on no technology. I don't care how advanced it is. Now, I will use technology. However, I said I'm not getting dependent on it. All right? Thank you very much. Colossians in the New Testament, chapter number 3. What I say, verse number 17. It says, and whatever you do in word or deed, this will give you a new perspective on doing your work, doing your job, or you may even find another job, or it'll enhance you in your career, occupation, whatever. This scripture right here, Colossians chapter 3, verse 17, it says, and whatever you do, whatsoever you do in word or deed is your action. So whatever you do in word, whatever you do in deed, do all in the name of the Lord Jesus. Yeah, you are that attached to him that every word and deed that you do it all in the name of the Lord Jesus, giving thanks to God and the Father by him. Not by yourself. Giving thanks to God and the Father by him. If you think you thanking God, if you think you're thanking God without Jesus, you're not. You don't get God without Jesus. Yeah. There is no other name given under heaven by which we must be saved. Jesus. He's God's way, God's truth, God's life. So we give thanks to God the Father by him and learn to do whatever you do. Whatever you say in word, because your words are action too, right? When you give your word and don't do nothing. Yeah. Give your word, do it. So whatever you do in word, whatever you do in deed, do it all in the name of the Lord Jesus, giving thanks to God and the Father by him. Father, thank you for your word. I pray that you water it. Let it produce the harvest that it's supposed to produce in our lives. Let us rejoice and be glad in you, Father, through it all, especially during this time right now. In the almighty name of Jesus, you have your way. Amen. Yeah. When Hip Hop Meets Christ, we get at you next time. Appreciate you tuning in. Remember, God owns what? Everything in your life, even including your life. Mm-hmm. You just manage it. Holler at you next time. Peace.
Yeah. What you gonna do? What you gonna do? God got your back. But the world against you? What you gonna do when the world is against you? God is for you. Can you stay true? What you gonna do when the world is against you? God is for you. Can you stay true? What you gonna do when the world is against you? God is for you. Can you stay true? What you gonna do when the world is against you? God is for you. Can you stay true? When the world is against you, what you really gonna do? You gon' fold like a coward or trust the God in you. God gave you that dream, he counting on you. Your trouble shouldn't get you down, your faith will get you through. Feeling pressure from people, I just be trying to make my way. Still trusting you, Father, and talking to you every day. It's a lot of disrespect when you ain't got money. If they got it and you don't, they gonna look at you funny. You wasn't always at the top where your sympathy at. I'm not gonna always be like this, just watch God bring me back. Shooting bullets, knowing that you really can't see me. I hit my life inside of Christ, you couldn't see me on TV. Passing trials of blessings because we learn our Father's law. I'ma take it and flip it and then give it to you all. So when the world is against me, it's what I'm gonna do. Keep my faith and come on me, not what about you.
What you gonna do when the world is against you? God is for you. Can you stay true? What you gonna do when the world is against you? God is for you. Can you stay true? What you gonna do when the world is against you? God is for you. Can you stay true? What you gonna do when the world is against you? God is for you. Can you stay true?
You try to preach, you try to reach, you try to teach, but they don't wanna hear your speech. So what you do, it can get discouraging sometimes. Wait a minute, Christ is giving hope through these rhymes. I guess they don't understand, I guess they don't know. Without Christ in our lives, bro, we really can't grow. Today when you hear his voice, don't harden your heart. God is always with you from the very start. Now you rejected him, trying to live your life. Just realize there's no life outside of Christ. Keep your faith, even when they slander your name. It comes with following Christ, so there's no need to blame. Come join me and let's turn up in the Savior. Come on, man, don't worry about your behavior. Father, help us do what we got to do. And when the world is against us, let us keep trusting you.
What you gonna do when the world is against you? God is for you. Can you stay true? What you gonna do when the world is against you? God is for you. Can you stay true? What you gonna do when the world is against you? God is for you. Can you stay true? What you gonna do when the world is against you? God is for you. Can you stay true?
Already worked a lot of hours for a little bit of pay, and then they hit you when you off. Come out coming today. They change the rules in the middle of the game. It's the same. For a little bit of money, fools are blowing out your brains. Switching the lanes in the Suburban when I'm riding, trying to let the youth know that Christ is arriving soon. They think they got time, but they don't. They acting like they got your back, but they really won't. Bust a grape in the grapefruit fight. I'm just saying, y'all wrong, I'm right. Or if I'm wrong, then I don't want to be right. And I'm just saying, if you right, I don't want to live that life tonight. I'm earning stripes cause I'm going through the go-through. Going through the pain and the pressure and it hurts too. Trying to let you know, God got it and he sees you. Trying to let you know, I'm just here to let you know.
Yo, this one is going throughout the land. For everybody who feel like life done dealt you a bad hand. This one here is for all you mamas who got mad drama. And all you brothers who occupation is a struggler. For all you young heads who trying to get ahead, don't give up. Hold on. God cares.
Track the bomb. like who is he?
BBJ Hub.
That fat cat from Bump City, I'm a don too. Not like the rest, I suggest to analyze my source of success. Yo, we too blessed to be stressed, dog. Recognize the pro Christ, the folk Christ.
Yo,
recognize my dome is full of our saints. Careers are over, Jehovah make me shine like the glass in my ring. The Lord brings things full of bliss.
One father, one son, one spirit.
But many anointed lyrics flow from the heart like a stream. It's a beautiful thing to represent Christ the King.
Nah, I mean,
at night I sing hymns and spiritual rhythms. Same ones used to hum when I walked in them. Now I'm playing them. Yo, whipping the butter in love with Shawty J. The one for BBJ wins souls like A-Day. What the what? To win souls you must first get up off your butt. Want something, gotta hunt. Nothing easy in life, but all things you can do through faith in Christ. Yo. I'm at a pinnacle, looking at a world, mad critical, situation ill on the rails, pitiful, everything digital, no conscience, no feeling, no reconciliation, no healing, feeling kinda mad cold, wickedness, some places jokers can't go, cause of this I'm just another chocolate child, trying to get down from a crown, not like the rest, motivation, money, sex, and sex, what a combo, rather have self-respect. When the crowd goes, that's that. No compromise, price or nothing. The same whether you say it in English or Russian. No thing, don't play that. The cross you gotta bear, I can't weigh that. If it ain't the word of God, don't say that. If you mad, blame God, where the weight at?
Running him out tomorrow. I don't know if this real. Is it it's hip hop. You know what I'm saying? It's not his slop. It's hip hop. And if cats want some hip hop, that's real. That you ain't got to turn out when your mama come in, or turn out your grandmama, your niece, your nephew, some more than you can blast from A to Z. Yo, it's the BBJ album. Universal Concussion.
This is the godly side of it. You know what I mean? Main thing we want to do is exalt Jesus. When hip hop meets the Christ, every Saturday at 11 a.m. Eastern, letting everybody know that all hip hop is not the same. All hip hop is not negative. Yes, it is real, it is thorough, it is raw, and it is truly, totally his power, man, his influence. So we just let him lead it however he leads it. Got my oasis because of the living water that lives inside of us. we go all in for the Lord, man. We love the Lord over there. We represent him. Main thing we want to do is exalt Jesus.